I met Jack at the start of my first summer in London. It was May. It was hot, I remember it. I was young and free and the whole world was just an oyster to me. It seems a long time ago now. I suppose it was a long time ago in a way. I wish I could have said that Johnny Thunders brought us together, that I met him by chance in one of those second-hand record stalls that cluster together under the Westway, sorting through the boxes with that look of frowning concentration that marks the vinyl buff from the casual browser, hunting for a bootleg album by the New York Dolls or a remix from the Heartbreakers. But I can't. I hadn't heard of Thunders in those days. I wasn't even a record buff. I had a collection, quite respectable in its way. All the usual names, The Doors, Dreaming of Jim before he got fat, Lou Reed, Bob Marley, Iggy Pop, The Velvet Underground, Ray Charles, Owen Otis for nostalgia. I had the White Album, An Exile on Main Street, and Highway 61 Revisited. I had Scar and Reggae, and everything Leonard Cohen ever recorded. It would have been fitting in a way if we'd met like that, a curious piece of symmetry. But life doesn't imitate art quite so much as we'd like to think. Which is why, I suppose, we fall back so gratefully on fiction. Never let the truth get in the way of a good story, or so the man says. I know I never did, not then. I was too young.